Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
All right, Benny and Mal here.
Yeah.
We're teasing out a few demanding dilemmas for you. Big word, isn't it? Dilemma. It just means having a difficult choice to make. You choose.
Will it be chocolate ice cream or vanilla?
Good example, Mal. And you might not know this, but an ethical dilemma is a difficult choice about the right thing to do.
You choose. Like, should I use my money for an ice cream or should I give the money to the local dog's home?
And here's where it gets really interesting. Some ethical dilemmas are about difficult choices we have to make about how we use science.
You choose. Dilemmas about science? Not sure I get what you mean there.
Science is all around us. It helps us do a massive amount of stuff. But just because we can do some things, well, doesn't mean we should.
Like spending your money on yummy ice cream instead of giving it to the poor, starving puppies at the dog's home.
All right, calm down, mate.
You choose.
And I think we've had enough of that sound effect now, Mal. So here's what I'm on about. Biofuels.
Ooh.
Now, you're smart kids. I am sure you all know that humans use an immense amount of fuel to power your cars and to heat your homes.
Yeah, and most of it comes from fossil fuels that can't be replaced. Once they're gone, they're gone.
So rather than making energy from fossil fuels, scientists are developing ways to make fuel out of living biological things, like plants. They call them biofuels. Animal waste, algae, and crops such as sunflowers, wheat, and corn can be processed into fuel that can power machines, cars, even planes.
That does sound like a very elegant solution to the problem.
I know, it's clever, isn't it? There's no worries about them running out because you can just pop out and plant some more. And the cleverest part of all is about the emissions.
You mean all the stinky, harmful stuff that's left over when we burnt fuels?
Yep, emissions are the leftover bits that harm our planet and result in global warming.
Now, I like to be nice and warm as much as the next microbe, but global warming is bad. But can biofuels help?
Yeah, most emissions from fossil fuel is CO2, and most plants on our planet love CO2. They turn it back into oxygen. So the crops don't just make the fuel.
They kind of clean up afterwards too. That is pretty neat. Hold up, hold up. Okay, plants might absorb some of the CO2 in the atmosphere, but crops don't magically turn into biofuels. A lot of work goes into making them.
What have you got in mind, Mal?
Well, the crops have to be harvested, processed, squished up, all by loads of machines. And there's all the lorries to carry the fuel about. They all need fuel too. So there's a lot more emissions going on than you might think.
That's a fair point, Mal. You do still get emissions from biofuels, and making the stuff creates more emissions again. I guess you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. If we want fuel, it's gotta come from somewhere.
Not arguing with that, but maybe we should use less fuel altogether. Walk shorter journeys instead of using the car, and put a jumper on instead of turning the heating on.
All great points. But what's that got to do with biofuels? Surely they're just being a handy new kind of fuel.
All I'm saying is that maybe instead of spending lots of time and money making new fuels, we should put all that effort into using less fuel altogether.
Interesting point, Mal. There are some other things to consider too, like the way land is used for biofuels. But we'll have a look at those next time. So, as you can see, it's a right old dilemma.
A demanding dilemma. A positive brain-busting bioethical bamboozler. I wonder which side you'll agree with.
You choose.
Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.